USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic day in the U.S. House of Representatives has begun as Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump.
The House shall proceed to the consideration in the House of the resolution, House Resolution 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Two articles of impeachment accusing Trump of abusing power and obstructing Congress are being debated now on the House floor, and the full House is to then take a vote on them before the day is over. Meanwhile, President Trump will be holding a campaign rally tonight in Battle Creek, Michigan. The State Department is reportedly reducing the number of staff stationed in Iraq. A memo indicates staffing levels will be reduced by 28% by the end of May, meaning 114 fewer people at the U.S. Embassy. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The U.S. has failed to reach a deal with South Korea on the cost of keeping U.S. troops in that country. Now, the existing deal between the two nations expires on the 31st of December, and negotiations, which ended today in Seoul, were the last talks scheduled for this year. South Korean lawmakers have said Washington wants about $5 billion a year for the U.S. to keep some 28,000 troops in that country, and a survey released yesterday found that South Koreans overwhelmingly oppose paying any more than they've paid in the past. A key flight test for future space missions is set to launch early Friday from Florida's Space Coast. It's to test the performance of the Atlas V rocket, its in-orbit docking with the International Space Station, and the landing of the capsule. The data collected will be studied to ensure that it's safe for future crewed missions. It's to launch at about 6:30 Friday morning Eastern Time, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A top White House staffer speaks out about the Democrats' push for impeachment. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says that voters will not forget if moderate Democrats vote to impeach President Trump.
People will remember how those Democrats spent their time and the taxpayers' money.
She called Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey switching from Democrat to Republican over the issue a big deal. And she also noted that most polls show most Americans don't want the president impeached.
It's dead last to Republicans. Among Democrats, it's after Social Security, education, the economy, immigration, and health care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Con artists and scammers are becoming more creative. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Scammers tend to be the most successful when you are vulnerable. So when you're looking for a job, you're a big target. Fake jobs and fake checks were a big scam in 2019. And as people continue to look for more flexible jobs, it's expected to be significant or even more prevalent in 2020. Bree Reynolds is with FlexibleJobs.com, and she reminds us,
if you're searching for the phrase work from home, you're going to come across way more scams than you would if you used words like remote job or telecommuting job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.